Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Willard today. He's back on Monday. It's Grandy and Dibs holding down the fort the next 2 days this week. Welcome in. Willard and Dibs continues. Just got off the phone with Greg Cosell, NFL Films. It's sad that we're nearing the end of the Niners season, Dibs. I mean, at this point last year, we were still crossing our fingers that a Super Bowl trip was in the cards.
It was.
Ultimately, they fell short, of course. But now we're looking at one more Niners game, and it means nothing. Other than draft position.
Right.
That's really the only thing that matters. They have already locked up worst place, last place in the NFC West, which means we know all of their opponents for next year already. How
it's
about that?
Funny and that it's you said that.
Hell of an easy schedule coming up next year.
And we'll get to that in a moment. But I was doing my show prep yesterday, getting ready for doing the show with you. And, you know, yesterday it kind of hit me, Jan 1, new year, new dibs, and I'm ready to get back to it. And I actually had that conversation with myself, what if they beat Arizona? If they beat Arizona, is there any possible way that they can jump Arizona and be third in the division? So I went through all of the permutations. Head-to-head with Arizona would be even. The next tiebreaker is divisional record. It would be even. The next tiebreaker is common opponents, which would be even. The next tiebreaker is conference record, which would be even. The next tiebreaker is strength of victory. And that is the teams that you beat and their record versus the teams that your team you're tied with and the teams that they beat and their record.
Like,
and
I quality think, wins. Beating a good team
correct.
Helps you.
And I do believe that that is where the Niners are the lesser team because Arizona beat the Chargers. And the Niners beat Dallas in one of the only victories that's not a common one. And I maybe Arizona beat Dallas as well. Maybe not, but
I don't remember.
I can't remember what it was, but it got all the way down to strength of victory before the Niners actually lost the tiebreaker.
That's crazy.
Which is tiebreaker number five.
I didn't go through it myself. I just, you know, got the news release. Oh, here are the Niners' opponents, and I just accepted it for fact.
Which is great, because it's the AFC South weak, it's the NFC South weak, and then it's the fourth place teams in the East, the Giants, the North, the Bears, and the... I guess that would be the...
Last place in the... Who are we missing? Oh, the South. No, they play the whole teams. They play everyone in the
South. It's in the AFC. It's an AFC division. It might be... It's not the West. It might be the East. And they play the Patriots again.
No, it's the North. They play the Cleveland Browns.
Thank you. It's Cleveland. So your bonus games are Cleveland, Chicago, and the Giants. And you also play...
Maybe the two worst divisions in football.
Right.
In the AFC and NFC South.
You play Houston, they're good. Indy, who's your quarterback? Jacksonville, yikes, and Tennessee, who's your quarterback?
Probably got a new one next year.
Right, and you also play Tampa, good, but I think that game's actually here next year, and not that it matters, and you've got Atlanta, New Orleans, and Carolina.
Actually is in Tampa.
Okay, I mean, again, so you go to Tampa second straight time.
I'll run through them really quick. So your home dates, we don't know the actual dates, but your home opponents, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks, division, Falcons, Panthers, Jaguars, Titans, Bears. That's at home.
Yep.
On the road, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks again. Then the Browns, Texans, Colts, Saints, Giants, Buccaneers.
Yeah. The only thing that is a little bit irksome is the amount of travel. And depending on how those games stack, you do go to Cleveland and New York and Tampa. Those are all long trips. You hope that a couple of those are grouped together.
Indianapolis, too.
Yep.
New Orleans.
Yeah, those are, you know, central time. Not quite as far, but you hope for some grouping to where you can have at least one trip where you get two games and you don't have to fly out and fly back. And the other thing that happened this year that you would hope the NFL doesn't screw you on again is rest differential.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this in the offseason, and, you know, my partner Mark Willard and many other people kind of poo-pooed it. But now that you saw it play out, the amount of games where they had less rest than the opponent was the worst in more than 20 years. And Warren Sharp, I don't know if you follow Sharp Football on Twitter, but
it's a great job.
He's really into a lot of these deep, deep dives into analytics. And I do think when you look at this schedule, so if the Niners don't get a bad schedule on rest again next year, the opponents are pretty weak. And if they have a good grouping and a properly placed bye, this team should be really good next year.
Yeah, I mean, they have an opportunity to beat up on some bad teams, no doubt. And nowhere near as challenging schedule-wise as it was this year.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You know what? We're in this mode right now. Let's just let's ask this question as it relates to the Niners, because we do got to change gears in about 7 minutes when we've got Dr. Brian Feely of UCSF coming on to talk injuries as we run through cleared to play as we do every week. That's coming up in just a little bit. We've already talked about this for the Warriors, and we'll get back to them a little bit later on. 2024 was rough for the Niners as well, though, Dibs. What is the one thing the Niners need to do? I guess since the season is essentially over, we can focus this on the offseason. What is the one thing the Niners need to do this offseason to ensure the 2025 season is better than it was in 2024?
They need to get into a warfare mentality, which is to say they need to dig some trenches. They need to get into the trenches, and they need to rebuild the trenches. Because I look at the team right now, offensively, and I see a right guard who was a rookie who was fantastic. As a rookie right guard, he was great. Your right tackle needs an upgrade. Your center is not good enough. Your left guard was a revolving door, and your left tackle is a Hall of Famer, but he's maybe down to his last season. I don't know what he has left, and this is no disrespect, but he was injured this year. He had personal tragedy, but I think coming back next year, he'll be 36 or 37.
At the very least, you got to start thinking about life after him.
Correct.
Yeah.
So for me, your first round pick in the 2025 draft, no matter where it is, has got to be a tackle. Maybe a future left tackle, a current right tackle, somebody who can step in and be an anchor piece to your offensive line for the future. You go out in free agency and you get a center, and then you can figure out the left guard from there. Additionally, on the other side of the ball, if you're going to run this wide nine, and the wide nine...
Yeah, explain it to us.
Well, the wide nine is where you have the defensive lineman splits are very wide, and you see Nick Bosa a lot of times almost out by the numbers, and he is very effective in that. But when you have your best defensive player probably, what, 15 feet from the ball, it allows offenses to run straight up the gut. And you saw it over and over and over again this year. Kyren Williams and James Conner and all these other running backs, James Cook from Buffalo, inside the tackles going right down the middle. If you want to run the wide nine, you need to have good interior defensive linemen. And this year, you had Jordan Elliott. He was good. He did a nice job. And, you know, end of list. Okwuanu was good in spots, but
Malik Collins was healthy all year.
Yeah.
He's more of an interior pass rusher than a run stopper.
And Javon Hargrave is the same.
Yep.
So you need to go out in the draft or free agency and find a 320, 330-pound plugger, a guy who can eat up two blockers and allow Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw to do what they do best, which is fly to the ball. And this year, your run defense wasn't very good because your interior run defense was bad. So for me, for the Niners, forget wide receiver and Debo. Forget Brock Purdy and his contract. And yeah, the secondary, you've got some questions. For me, it's D-tackle and offensive line. That's what needs to be fixed.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you can let us know what you think the Niners need to do. The one thing they have to do this offseason to make sure 2025 is better than 2024, you can give us a call, shoot us a text, 888-957-9570. We're going to go to Clear to Play here in about 5 minutes, but we'll take your call right after if you got something for us. For me, Dibs, I zoomed out a little bit, made it a little more macro, and maybe that's cheating, but I agree with everything that you said. For me, the one thing the Niners need to do above all else, it's adjust their philosophy, and part of it is what you're talking about. In fact, I wrote down here on my notes, stop drafting skill positions, go for the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. Everything you just said is 100% true. But to get a little bit more under that umbrella, I went with change your philosophy, to adjust your philosophy. Because Kyle Shanahan, I know you hate it, but you got to start caring about special teams. Special teams was bad enough that it cost you multiple games this year. And it's not just the kicker missing kicks. Even if you take out the missed kicks, they're the worst special teams group in the NFL. Special teams, absolutely terrible. Shanahan likes to kind of set it and forget it. You got to at least put enough effort into it to make a change that it doesn't hurt you again. And even more for Kyle Shanahan to adjust his philosophy. Gone are the days in the NFL where you can just be as conservative as all get out. You got to adjust a little bit. You got to be a little bit more aggressive. You got 4th-and-2 from the 40-yard line. Don't kick a 57-yard field goal. Please, Kyle, go for it. You got Christian McCaffrey. You've got Brandon Ayuk. You got George Kittle. When you have your weapons and it's 4th-and-short, go for it. Please. You will get it way more often than you don't. So maybe I'm cheating a little bit, Dibs, but it's kind of a three-pronged thing for me. Adjust your philosophy. Stop going for those skill position players, beef up on...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.